From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Afghan officials say fighting in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has ended after an 18-hour battle with insurgents. Officials say at least 36 Taliban, 11 Afghan security forces, and 4 civilians have been killed. NPR's Ahmad Shafi has our report and says the attacks continue elsewhere.
By dawn this morning, Afghan special forces were still pounding a construction site near the diplomatic area of Kabul. After an 18-hour firefight, Afghan special forces flushed out the last attacker from a half-finished building that was overlooking the British and German embassies. They also released 9 hostages by the Afghan parliament. Journalists were taken inside the building after all attackers had been killed on Monday morning. There were RPGs, live rounds, and grenades lying alongside the bodies of 6 insurgents. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
6 people are now known dead in Woodward, Oklahoma, after a tornado destroyed much of the town, one of 130 tornadoes that touched down in Midwest and Plains states over the weekend. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has toured Woodward.
It was a widespread debris field as we flew over it, certainly as we walked to see the roofs taken off homes that had exploded.
Tornadoes hit numerous other towns in several states. President Obama is touting release of a timetable to implement a free trade agreement between the U.S. and Colombia. As the summit of the Americas closed, he said it takes into account environmental and labor concerns.
This agreement is a win for our workers and the environment because of the strong protections it has for both. Commitments that we are going to fulfill.
As the conference ended, Mr. Obama also said he's open to new thinking about the U.S. relationship with Cuba. Disagreements over Cuba, however, resulted in no final conference declaration. The Federal Communications Commission is slapping a $25,000 fine on internet giant Google. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the FCC accuses Google of interfering with an investigation into how the company collected data for its Street View project.
The FCC says Google collected sensitive personal information without permission over a 3-year period. That includes passwords and internet usage histories. And when the FCC began investigating, Google allegedly did not cooperate. An FCC order accuses Google of failing to produce emails or to identify employees in its probe of whether Google violated the Communications Act. In a statement, Google says it disagrees with the findings and will file a response. The Street View project allows users of Google Earth and Google Map to view street-level images of homes and buildings adjacent to highways and roads. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. China will allow its currency to float more freely against the dollar, starting today. It's just one more step China's taking to be a bigger player in international markets, as NPR's Zoe Chase of our Planet Money team reports.
China has traditionally kept its currency cheap. That keeps the world buying Chinese stuff. But things might be changing. The Chinese central bank keeps a very tight leash on the value of its currency. Now it's slightly relaxing the grip. China's currency will be allowed to rise or fall a full percent each day against the dollar. That means the markets will have more of a say in how weak or strong China's currency is. Why do this now? Well, I'll put it like this. Ask an economist to list off some of the most popular currencies ever.
Think of the British, the pound sterling, you think of the Deutschmark, the yen, or the U.S. dollar.
Nick Lardy says eventually China wants its currency to be just as popular. But that can't happen if the bank is hovering over the currency, constantly tweaking its value. So the bank is backing off a little. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
2 hearings each in the House and Senate this week over revelations of runaway spending at the General Services Administration. The GSA, which is responsible for government procurement, including real estate management, has spent lavishly on conferences and other events. Its director has resigned. 2 high officials were dismissed. The situation has embarrassed the Obama administration, which has promoted the idea of good governance. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee starts the parade of hearings today. And it's Marathon Day in Boston, a hot one. Forecasters say temperatures will be in the mid-80s. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.